Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. From far away, porcelain looks smooth, shiny, and flawless, but look up close and fine cracks start to appear. This week, I'm looking at movies that show the cracks in faraway Latvia, China, and Iran. There's three men in China who want to leave their island, one man in Iran who wants to leave his prison, and a woman from Latvia who might just want to leave life itself. The Continent, directed by Han Han. Three young men have lived their whole lives on a tiny windswept island off the east coast of China. But they decide it's time to check out the continent. Like the classic Chinese novel, they set out on a journey to the west. They each have a different reason. Zhang He, played by Chen Bolin, is a school teacher and eternal optimist, but he's transferred by the government to a remote location far, far away. Hao Han, played by Feng Xiaofeng, is a blustering young man dying to see the world. He longs to stand on a deserted mountaintop and shout to the world about the size of his dick. And he has a childhood pen pal, Ying Ying, played by Yolanda Yuan, who's a pretty girl he's dying to meet face to face. True love will soon follow, or so he thinks. The third friend, Hu Sheng, is mentally challenged and depends on the other two to tell him what to do. But they soon discover life outside their tiny island is a bewildering and confusing place. They start out by stumbling onto a movie set in World War II. At their first hotel, Zhang He encounters an escort named Sumi, immediately followed by knocks on the door from aggressive police. Bewildered, he plays the hero bursting through a barred window and saving Sumi from a fate worse than death, or so he thinks. And a sketchy Cantonese hitchhiker helps them with their navigation. But can he be trusted? Maybe not, in a place where anything that you don't hold on to with both hands when you go to sleep will likely be gone by morning. But it also shows a country with stunning and empty vast vistas, rockets flying into outer space, and cool and savvy people at every turn. The Continent is writer-director Han Han's first film, but he's far from unknown. This guy is the best known blogger in China, which automatically makes him one of the most famous people in the world. The movie is not just a simple picaresque road movie, it's also a slyly humorous, if bleak, cautionary tale about life in contemporary China. I like this one. Rocks in My Pocket, directed and written by Signe Baumann. Signe is a Brooklyn artist originally from Latvia with a hidden family past. She wants to find out the truth behind the family matriarch, her late grandmother. On the surface, her grandmother was a preternaturally hard-working woman known for her Sisyphean feat of carrying endless buckets of water up the side of a steep mountain. They had retreated to a backwoods cabin with her husband, an entrepreneur who is eccentric and wanted to escape the difficulties of city life. But after a bit of digging, Signe discovers a streak of depression, suicide, and mental illness in her family. The title refers to her own grandmother's attempted suicide by drowning, which was unsuccessful because she forgot to fill her pockets with rocks. Even if the mind wants to end it all, the body will fight to last breath against death. At the same time, the many children and grandchildren of the family managed to survive and succeed despite hard times. In this film, Riga is a place with enormous human faces on the sides of buildings and animistic creatures strangely lurking with long tails and fuzzy eyes everywhere just out of sight. Rocks in My Pocket is an animated film. Uses panels of sketched characters, tinted, moving against brightly tinted backgrounds. These are interspersed with superimposed stop-motion images made of rope and papier-mâché figurines. It's gives the whole movie an unusual three-dimensional feel, combining classic drawing with computer-manipulated mixes. And omnipresent is the very wry and funny, though at times grating, voice of the narrator, telling and commenting on her family history. The movie shows the deleterious effects of Soviet-era psychiatry, one where cures consist of medicinal corrections of chemical imbalances in the patient, and how it makes some people long to erase themselves, that is, cease to exist. A poignant, fascinating, and great animated feature. Rosewater, directed by John Stewart. Maziar Bahari, played by Gael Garcia Bernal, is an Iranian-Canadian journalist based in London. He lives there with his beautiful and quite pregnant wife. He's assigned to cover the upcoming election in Iran, but quickly runs into trouble. He makes friends with politically active and sympathetic taxi driver who takes him to areas fertile with dissent, but after witnessing a potentially explosive event, he's arrested and thrown into a notorious prison. His charge? Spying. Soon enough, he's in solitary confinement, where he's psychologically tortured until, says the Warren, his will be broken and he will lose all hope. But it turns out his family is no stranger to death and imprisonment for political views under earlier regimes. Both his father and his sister had gone through it, and they appear in his mind to help him hold on. But will he make it? Rosewater is John Stewart's first film, and it shows it. Stewart is known for the brilliant and funny The Daily Show that skewers mass media from a leftish perspective, but a feature film is not a three-minute sketch. The movie starts out great with exciting scenes of news gathering and adventure, but it starts to drag heavily once it's set in the prison. While it conveys well the loneliness and suffering, the problem is solitary confinement doesn't make for exciting cinema. Bernal is fine, but the warden and the prison guard seem a bit too much like an evil twin of Sergeant Schultz and Colonel Klink from Hogan's Heroes. Movie's okay, but not great, unfortunately. I saw Continent at the Real Asian Film Festival, which is on for another week. Go to realasian.com for times. Rosewood played at TIFF, and it opens in Toronto today. Check your local listings. And Rocks in My Pocket is showing again at rendezvouswithmadness.com. Check for details. Also opening at Hot Talks, there's the great documentary Point and Shoot about a young American traveler journalist who, despite being non-religious and non-radicalized, nevertheless joins the rebel armies fighting in Libya. And a surprising story about the life of pigeons is showing on CBC's The Nature of Things. This is Daniel Garber. The movies for CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturemining.com.